And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Zach Eulen of KCII Radio caught up with the number one ranked girls cross-country team and the number two boys from Pella High School following their final regular season meet of 2023.
My name's Nathan Vanderwall.
My name's Kane Denham.
Okay. When you think about today, maybe even to your last meet, what you've been working on in practice the last week, what were some goals you guys set individually and as a team coming into the day today?
Well, I think as a team, we just wanted to come here and compete well. We had the chance to run two varsity teams, which is pretty cool. So just run together, run smart, run hard. And then individually, I think we both kind of wanted to get the course record and just run a fast time. It's a pretty tough course, but yeah. So.
Yeah, as a team, I would definitely say that that our goal was to just do our best. Everyone was really nervous coming into it today, I could tell. So as an individual, my goal was, like with me and Nathan, just trying to get the course record. And yeah.
Team and individual game plan for the race today, as far as like the course, the weather, the competition?
We knew it was going to be a little hot, so we wanted to go out a little conservative. I don't know if that happened. We went out like 5:03 or something. But yeah, start conservative because this is a rough course to die on. You want to finish faster than you started.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Nathan. We tried to go out a little bit easier. It didn't turn out that way, but it was a tough last two laps. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, what was the key point in the race for you guys today?
I would definitely say the second and the third lap, that was just tough mentally, and I knew that to kind of like treat this like as a workout, like to just like train for that pain coming up and yeah, finishing strong.
Yeah, I'd say for me it was the start of the third lap. I kind of fell off a little bit the second lap, but to just stay mentally in it, stay focused, and keep trying to run my best.
Lastly, how about going 1-2 today and then the team success that you guys had as a group?
Yeah, it was really cool. It's always special to go 1-2 with Kane, and we're good workout partners, so it's nice to do that in a race as well. And for the team, it was awesome. So many of the guys ran great, and we ran together as a team. So,
yeah, I'm so proud of everyone who ran today. Everyone tried their best. And I'm super happy that I have Nathan with me as just like a workout partner and just as a good friend too and as a great senior too.
Marissa Fairby.
Reagan Snyder.
Ruth Dunham.
Autumn Blink.
Okay, now the tough stuff's out of the way. How about last week of practice, based on what you've done recently, what were some goals you guys set today?
Well, we didn't really have any goals coming into this race. You know, it was super hot out. We were kind of just trying to stay in there mentally. We wanted to go out as a pack, so I think the first one we took it out almost five of us in a pack all together, and from there we decided we would end the race with what our bodies were letting us do for the day.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to come out here and challenge ourselves and give the best effort we could for today.
Yeah, I use this race to help us improve for conference.
I would say we use this race as a pack, and we all just like push each other to push through the race and get our job done.
Now, you mentioned the heat. This course is also on the difficult side. How do you prepare for that? What were maybe some keys, game plan for that coming in today?
Yeah, the heat was definitely unexpected. You don't expect it to be 90 degrees on the 2nd of October, so that was unexpected. But for the hills, we've been running on our easy runs. We've been running more hills lately and just trying to mentally stay in it. No, the hills are tough, but we're tougher.
Yeah, just knowing that, again, this course being a little bit more difficult is going to prepare us and help us to be ready for the courses that are coming ahead and just make them seem a little bit easier.
Yeah, we just stay hydrated and just stay in the shade a lot just to help us stay ready for the race.
To get ready for this, we really had to make sure it wasn't, like, all mental, and we had to be, like, ready to push ourselves and get past the barriers and just work together as a team to get to where we wanted to be.
And team and individually, we talked now about the game plan. How did you guys execute that? How did it go?
Overall, this race was, we brought the race out slow. That was our goal, go out slow, try to put it. I don't think we're successful at that, but again, there's no timing here, really, that we can see, so we don't know. But I think we were successful. I mean, we stuck together and we started pushing and pushing each other. We definitely pushed up the hills, and we just tried to stay positive. There was really no time goal for this race. It was just stay in the race and use it as a mental challenge to move forward.
Yeah, again, I think considering the circumstances with the heat and the hills today, we just tried to come out here and give our best effort and encourage each other, and I think we did that today.
Yeah, just giving our best effort, even if it wasn't all of our like best times, it was just a good opportunity. So.
Yeah, I would just say like being together and just getting through our goals and just pushing ourselves. We all did that really well.
You talked about taking it out at the top as a pack. There are a lot of green jerseys at the front, obviously, as we're talking to the four of you that went top four. What's that like to see not only yourself have success, but the success that you and your teammates had tonight and all season so far?
Honestly, today was a really fun race because we were allowed to run two varsity teams, so we had 14 Pella girls in the varsity race, and that's something we've never seen before. And it was just super nice to see at the end of the race that it was like green, 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 and other teams are doing super great as well, but our team had a lot of success today, and I think that contributes a lot to our training. And just we came here in the mindset of knowing that we can do this.
Yeah, it's surreal. It's amazing just to see like our progression as you know years go by. Just to watch everybody get better and better, and that pack at the front just grow and grow. And everybody like everyone just pushes each other, and we just try to you know push each other to be our best every day.
Yeah. It just shows like the depth of our team is like a blessing, and not a lot of teams have that. So it's just amazing to see we have teammates that can push us, and not just, we don't have to rely on other teams, which is amazing.
I think it helped a lot today having the 14 girls there because those are the ones that push the top to be where they are, and everyone's just pushed by each other, and it really helps having a team like that.
All right, open-ended question, last one. Anything anybody would like to add? We cover it all. Anything you want to make sure anybody knows?
See you at state.
Once again, those were the Pella boys and girls cross-country teams joining Zach Ulan of KCII Radio. The postseason awaits the Dutch teams at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet in Indianola coming up on Monday, October 9th. We'll have more of today's Lately Radio Sports page after this on KNIA KRLS.